You're listening to SBS News. In 2012, a former spy known as Witness K and his lawyer Bernard Collaery revealed that the Australian Secret Intelligence Service had planted listening devices in East Timor's cabinet rooms back in 2004 during treaty negotiations over vast oil and gas reserves in the Timor Sea. After those revelations, East Timor decided to take Australia to the Permanent Court of Arbitration in The Hague. Now, independent MP Andrew Wilkie has told Parliament under parliamentary privilege that both are facing criminal charges.
Today I can inform the House of a dramatic development, that the Commonwealth Director of Public Prosecutions has filed criminal charges against Collaery and his client. This is obviously an insane development in its own right, but an insane development made all the more curious by Australia's recent commitment to a new treaty with East Timor. It seems, Deputy Speaker, that with the diplomacy out of the way, it's time to bury the bodies.
Andrew Wilkie has told Parliament Bernard Collaery, as the ASIS-approved lawyer, concluded the spying had been ordered in violation of the Intelligence Services Act and took steps to have his client give confidential evidence at The Hague. But he says that never happened because ASIO raided Witness K's home on December the 3rd, 2013, seizing documents and data and cancelling his passport. Mr. Wilkie says they also raided the office and home of Bernard Collaery, a long-time legal advisor to East Timor. Mr. Collaery says he's been charged with breaching Section 39 of the Intelligence Services Act of 2001, which says anyone who works for ASIS is an agent of ASIS and must not mention any matters relating to ASIS publicly.
It's an attack on myself for acting as a lawyer within my professional rules, and it's a sad moment in the history of a country I love and I have served.
Mr. Collaery says he'll be in court next month for a directions hearing. He says he faces a jail term of up to 2 years if convicted. Andrew Wilkie says Australia's spying was bad enough, but the latest development is an example of what can happen in what he calls a pre-police state.
The bottom line is that spying on East Timor was indeed illegal and unscrupulous. And now this government wants to turn the former ASIS officer and his lawyer into political prisoners. But that's what happens in a pre-police state, Deputy Speaker, where instead of a royal commission, they lock up people who more likely deserve the Order of Australia.
The Timor Sea Justice Campaign says Australia is guilty of bullying East Timor out of billions of dollars worth of oil and gas. Spokesman Tom Clark says it's unbelievable that those who exposed Australia's spying could now face jail in Australia.
Successive Australian governments have really done some terrible things here. We spied on our friendly neighbours in East Timor in order to shortchange a developing nation out of billions of dollars in gas and oil revenue. That was a terrible thing to do. And now on top of that, we're looking to send to prison the people that exposed that fact. I just think it's unbelievable.
The Commonwealth Director of Public Prosecutions has confirmed charges have been laid, but has declined to comment further because the matter is before the courts. Greg Dyatt, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.